Track 6, Step Aboard and Sail into History. Run by the Norfolk Heritage Trust, Hunter's Yard at Ludham is a unique piece of sailing history. In the first part of a series, we hear a story of traditional boat building on the Norfolk Broads.
Sailing into history. In 1931, Percy Hunter's visionary purchase of a piece of land close to Wemack Dyke in Ludham for £200 laid the foundation for what would become the Broads' only surviving traditional boatyard in its original location, with its fleet wholly intact and using the same methods. This acquisition, now within the Broads National Park, Britain's largest protected wetland and run by a charity, the Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust, marked the beginning of a remarkable legacy. Little could Percy have foreseen that his investment would result in the preservation of a unique piece of maritime history. Percy, with his sons Cyril and Stanley, already possessed experience in boat building, and following the land purchase, they constructed the first of their huge wooden boat sheds. Through simple manual labour, they excavated a 250-foot by 30-foot dike connecting the shed to the main waterway. A second shed followed alongside in 1935. The yard's first boats, launched in 1932 and designed by Percy, were Lullaby, a four-berth gaff-rigged cabin cruiser, later immortalised as Teasel in the BBC adaptations of Arthur Ransom's Swallows and Amazons books, and Luster, another four-berth yacht. These were followed by the Woodruff, a three-berth yacht built off-site in Wroxham. By the outbreak of the Second World War, 11 cabin yachts, 3 four-berth Lullaby class, 3 three-berth Wood class and 5 two-berth Hustler class had been built and were available for hire through Blake's. Percy had also built 2 half-decked boats, Woodcut 1 and Woodcut 2, with the former reportedly his personal favourite. As war loomed and demonstrating remarkable foresight, the Hunters prepared the fleet for long storage and moved the boats into the sheds before the declaration of hostilities. Government officials, after inspecting Hunter's Yard, permitted the fleet to remain in the sheds, provided a motor launch was sunk at the dike entrance to prevent their rapid reuse in the event of an invasion. All yards were forced to close, and Hunter's boat sheds were camouflaged with painted roofs. Due to this quick thinking, the fleet survived intact, being even more remarkable as wartime restrictions prohibited Broads boating, with many hire craft and private yachts commandeered and moored across the waterways to deter German seaplanes. This resulted in significant losses and irreparable damage to numerous vessels. Hunter's Yard resumed hire operations in late 1944, though wartime necessities dictated changes. White canvas cabin tops were replaced with green, and cabin windows were blacked out to comply with air raid precautions. With petrol rationing in effect, sailing craft were in high demand. The Broads' unique waterways have promoted the evolution of distinctive boat designs, unlike any found elsewhere in the UK, perfectly adapted to their local environment. Percy Hunter's death in 1964 at the age of 80 dealt a significant blow to the yard's operation. After 3 seasons without their father's guidance and facing an uncertain future, the brothers offered the business for sale in 1966. In 1968, Norfolk County Council acquired Hunter's Yard and its fleet for £35,000. Stanley retired, while Cyril remained as a consultant and part-time boat builder. Stanley died in 1978 at the age of 65, followed by Cyril, who was 74, in 1982. The yard's subsequent phase as the county sailing base provided a valuable centre for youth development, fostering confidence, decision-making and teamwork skills through sailing programmes. Beginner, intermediate and advanced sailing courses were offered at Martham and Filby, encompassing dinghy sailing, racing, with larger crew experiences available at Hunter's Yard. Les G served as the initial fleet warden, succeeded by Jim Searle in 1970, and the Hunter fleet became integral to the Education Department's outdoor activity programme, introducing thousands of schoolchildren to sailing and the Broads, creating a lifelong love for many. In 1984, the BBC hired Lullaby for 3 months to film scenes for their adaptations of Ransom's Swallows and Amazons books, The Coot Club and The Big Six. While the boats had remained largely original, the sails, being made from terraline, required a 1930s aesthetic. The original material from that period, Egyptian cotton not being available, necessitated the use of Duradon, a cotton substitute, for the duration of the filming. Though made in the traditional style with rope edging, its weight proved problematic, affecting both appearance and bending the gaffs. Yard staff performed their daytime work and then assisted the film crew in moving boats between locations, such as Hickling Broad and Barton Broad, using outboard motors. The original dinghies from the films, Swallow, Amazon and Titmouse, are cared for at the yard, with Swallow currently undergoing restoration, and all are available for hire. Hunter's Yard also looks after Dreadnought, the character Tom Dudgeon's punt from the films. Government budget cuts ended Norfolk County's council's involvement in 1995, prompting the yard sale again. A public outcry led by yard staff and local newspapers resulted in the formation of the Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust, a charity dedicated to preserving the fleet, yard and traditional boat building skills. Donations from around the world and a significant grant from the National Heritage Lottery Fund secured the yard's future. The Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust took over the yard and fleet on the 1st of April 1996. The Association of Friends of the Hunter Fleet was established that same year to support the Trust's endeavours. And the Friends continue to provide vital financial and practical assistance, exceeding their subscription income through fundraising activities. They also serve as a user group for yacht hirers and contribute to the Trust's broader development work. The entire fleet, comprising the original 13 cruisers, Lucent, a new Lullaby-class boat built in 2007, various half-deck boats, dinghies, and the original Swallow, Amazon and Titmouse, are available for holiday hire, skippered sails, daily sailing and RYA sailing courses from Easter through to early October. And this schedule balances the need for boat maintenance with preventing prolonged periods out of the water. Each year, following Percy's original practice, the fleet is taken out of the water and into the sheds for storage and winter maintenance by the end of October. All removable parts such as spars, drawers and hatches are taken off the boats and, as every boat is slightly different, all items are marked with the boat name to make sure that they will fit again later. Gas stoves are serviced, electric motors checked and all components prepared for reinstallation. Hauling the boats out is a collaborative effort, employing a traditional method refined over decades. The only modern addition is an electric winch, replacing the previous hand-powered mast winch, which came off a wherry. Greased wooden slips guide the boats up the slipway with careful handling to prevent tipping. And once in place, the boats are supported using levers and trestles. There is a specific layout in the sheds for each boat because of the very confined space when they're all in. Despite the cramped conditions, significant maintenance is undertaken, including repairs, repainting, the tailoring and installation of new cabin canvas sides and varnishing, using the Hunter's method to achieve a mirror finish. Traditional wood boat building demands exceptional skill, requiring the manipulation of two-dimensional wood into complex three-dimensional curves. This intricate process, involving sawing, planing, chiselling and steaming, shapes the wood into elegant lines and smooth surfaces, particularly at the bow. The remarkable condition of the yachts after 90 years and countless voyages stands as a testament to the original boat builder's skill and the ongoing dedication of the yard staff and the trust. A milestone occurred on the 11th of May 2021 when Princess Anne paid an official visit to the yard where she heard about a new electric engine and watched a traditional launch. The Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust is committed to safeguarding Hunter's Yard and its fleet as a unique representation of a bygone era. As a charity, it relies on donations, legacies and grants to maintain the fleet and provide access to the Broads for hundreds of children and young people annually. In a rapidly changing world, the Trust ensures that future generations can step aboard and sail into history.